There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday after the tone. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Tone after the tone. After the tone.
Wasn't that a lovely start there from JRF? Yes, happy birthday indeed. After the tone is one, uno, un. Oh, what are the languages? There you go. That's right, yeah. This time last year, me and my mate Debbie in the middle, the height, some might call, of a plague, we started this thing. Now look at it. No, really. Now look at it. I'm not sure whether that's something to be proud of or something to apologise for. Anyway, by the way, hello and welcome to this, the last in the current series, the fourth series to be precise. Four series is in 12 months. I feel like a cow. As ever, my name is Scotty, and together with my mates Debbie, Tim and Maya, and the regulars, the long-term listeners, lurkers, first-time callers, and you, we spend 40 minutes a week listening to the gossip scandal, yes, and intrigue, that somehow, don't ask me, but somehow makes us feel a little less alone. And or mental. after this episode, we're taking a little break because, well, I mean, I still a lot of fucking work, hon. Contrary to popular belief, it doesn't fucking make itself because most of you are completely incoherent or have lost the plot. So, I mean, it really is a part-time job. I mean, in some circles, I think people would call us community workers. Fucking mental health workers for sure. Anyway, Mummy needs to rest her voice and her ankles at this point. But don't worry, we'll be back on the 23rd of September, so make sure you mark that down in your little calendar book diaries, please. Lovely. So this week, to celebrate our birthday, we did ask you to send us some birthday party-related stories. I mean, it's the least you can do, isn't it? So hopefully we'll have a few of those. As ever, I have no idea what's about to be said because, like you, I'm also in the dark and I'm hearing these calls for the first time. So there's my disclaimer about anything that's going to come out of this, that, there podcast. Good news, our Debbie is back on the ones and twos, which is lovely. Between me and you, it's about fucking time she did some work. Honestly, that shower from Mayo, they're all the same. Pull your fucking finger out, you lazy bitch. And take that party hat off. Fucking hell. Anyway, here it goes. Press play.
Hi, Scotty and producer Deb and Maya and Tim. It's Alopecia Sal here. And yeah, you were talking about birthdays and whether we had any birthdays of note. Oh, I got some good ones. I got some good ones. So for my 17th, like my dad is a, was, he's very poorly now, but he was a magician and a bus driver during the day, you know, but a magician, he'd do kids' parties. And of course, when you're growing up, great when you're a kid, but when you get to be a teenager, it's like the most embarrassing thing. And my dad's like really out there, you know, a big personality. And it was coming up to my 17th. They said I could invite some people over. We lived in a council flat and we were quite away from where my mates were. We never had people over, really. Not friends, you know, not parties. So it was a bit of a big deal. But I said, like, Dad, like, my parents were going to be there. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want you doing any magic tricks. I just don't want to. And, of course, he did his magic tricks. And I went off in a bit of a sulk. I was, like, really upset about it and being all diva-esque and 17. And I walked out of my own party and I was ever so angry. And I went for a walk for what seemed like a very long time, a long enough time for people to be upset and worried about me. I got back and, of course, my dad had been so entertaining that nobody noticed I'd gone. So that was my 17th. And then, of course, my 18th, I'd grown up by then. As a kid, of course, you're always like, what am I getting for my birthday coming up? What am I getting for my birthday? What am I getting for my birthday? And it came up to my 18th. I was like, I'm just too grown up for that. So I thought I won't mention it. You know, it's a big one. I won't mention it. I'll see what happens. I won't mention it. So I didn't mention it. And they forgot. So, yeah, so my parents forgot my 18th. That'll show me. Speak again soon. Cheers. Bye.
Alopecia Sal, you never, never fail to bring an entertaining story to the table. Honestly, you wanted to see my face when you were talking about your council flat magician bus driving dad. My friend Annabelle always says I have a magic face, and it's like I regress to the age of 7 when I find out that anybody can do magic or is a magician or is part of the magic circle, because I just find it mesmerising. So as a kid, I used to be absolutely obsessed with that there Paul Daniels from the television. Yeah, with the lovely Debbie McGee. Now, showbiz story, prepare yourself. I'm going to drop a few names here. Edinburgh 2012, maybe. I was sharing a dressing room with Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee. You couldn't get a word in edgeways. The lovely Debbie McGee is very, well, she's alive. She was quite a hoot, actually. She's quite the goer. But honestly, I would watch him set up the tricks and I'd just be like, oh my God, this is spectacular. So unfortunately, I would have been one of your friends that would be like, fuck you, Alopecia Sal, I'm here for the magic. Oh, forgetting your 18th. Oh, bless. Do you know what? I sort of love that parental style where they're like, well, the kids will remind us. Well, Alopecia Sal, we won't forget your birthday here, will we? Because we don't know it. I just love the idea of you being like, I'm not going to tell them, they'll remember.
Hiya, Scotty. Producer Debs, Tim and Maya. It's the one with the alcove poo here. You didn't give me a name, so I'm going to give myself a name. The one with the alcove poo. I feel like I broke myself in, by the way. I did it once, and now you're not going to stop hearing from me. Sorry. But tragic birthday story. Yeah, it was about probably 9 or 10. And I had one of those. I come from a very working class background. Big love to all the working class ciggies out there. One tragic birthday story for me is that I was about 9 or 10. I was supposed to go bowling and like one of those big Hollywood bowl birthday parties with like the stupid shoes and the stupid food and all of that stuff. But it got cancelled for whatever reason and my mum did it in the house instead. And the whole time, my poor mum, she had to like run to Iceland to get like all the Iceland goodies. And the whole time she made like such a huge effort. And I spent the whole time like a spoiled little twat, sat crying on the stairs. And when it came to pin the tail on the donkey, I started trying to pin things on my mum. And when it came to pass the parcel as well, because she like did it all in the morning really quickly. The prizes were shit and I told her they were shit. oh, I was a spoilt brat. And I still think about that to this day, actually, and how much effort my mum goes through to do stuff for me. But obviously, I'm grateful now. But yeah, and I still feel bad about it, and I still talk to her about it, and I still apologise for it now, because I think, my goodness, like, my life's turned out, like, quite well, and it wouldn't have done that without my mum. So yeah, big love to the mum. Okay, bye everyone.
Hi, Alco Pooper. Well, I love that you've decided to show your face again, because after that story last week, I don't think anyone would have held it against you not to have phoned in for a while. But I love that. I obviously feel like this is a safe space for you. And isn't it just because you also come from working class background? My God, the amount of commoners that call into this programme. We should definitely get Arts Council funding. Debbie, put an Arts Council funding application together, please. Thank you very much. Whilst you're doing that, stop playing with yourself over there, please. Mum's gone to Iceland. So Mum's Gone to Iceland was the tagline of Iceland. If you're listening from this over abroad, we're not talking about working class mothers getting on a plane, going to a different country to buy some shit toys. No, we have a supermarché here called Iceland. It's very complicated because all it sells is frozen goods. So you can see where they got the name Iceland, but it's got nothing to do with it. Anyway, you would say, well, we would say, where's your mum? Mum's gone to Iceland. So it was quite a good marketing thingy-majiggy, that, wasn't it? Anyway, by the by, some people never apologise. But also, you also do have to let go of the things that you've done in the past. You can't hold on to things, because otherwise, well, they'll just stay with you, won't they? I think something that I've learned is, like, you can apologise and move on. I've got people, actually, there's like two people in my life who just won't accept an apology from me, and I've tried twice, and what else can you do? So my bit of advice to you would be, time is a great healer, as they say. And I'm sure your mum is very proud of you because, like you said, your life has turned out very well and you're very grateful for it. So maybe that's apology enough. Anyway, lovely to have you. I hope you start calling again next series as well. I hope this isn't the last of the Alco Pooa. You don't have to have a poo story to be here, everybody, but it does help.
Hi, Scotty. Hi, producer Deb. Hi. God, who else is it? Maya and Tim. So, firstly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for sending me a badge. I was not expecting it. It was really nice to get the badge in a post. I really like the design. It feels like really handmade. So thank you, Scotty, for that. You really didn't have to. And especially, like, the little secret note that you left was really nice as well. I don't really know why you're insisting that they're not real, but I don't know, maybe you just want to generate a bit of sense of mystery around them. But I'm sure everyone, if you just ask them if you can have one, or if you just don't want to send them your address, then, like, I'm sure it'll be fine. And you know, Scotty paid for the postage and everything, so it really is, yeah, it's great. So thank you for that. Thanks for the podcast. Great bunch of people. Oh, there's a doorbell. Guess I'll go. All right. Anyway, lots of love. Bye.
It's messages like this that are very threatening, which mean I have to take a break. I just want to say a public declaration that I didn't send a badge. That is a lie. You are a sycophantic tick tick, I think is the word. I don't know what it means. I'll look it up after this. Tim, block the number. No, we're not having this. I'm not doing fucking badges. Listen, if you lot want a fucking badge, one of yous can organise a badge design. And do you know what? We get to this conversation every season where people are like, I want a badge. I want a badge. I've got a badge. Look at my nice badge. I want a badge. Look, okay? I can't do everything. I can't talk at the same time as making badges, all right? This is not Amazon. So if somebody wants badges for the podcasters people, then someone's going to have to fucking make them, okay? Debbie's busy over there doing what Debbie does. Stop, don't look at me like that, please, Debbie. And Tim and Maya, well, they've been locked out. So someone's going to have to make a badge. And that's the last time we'll ever talk about it.
Happy birthday, After the Tone Pod. Congratulations, you've made it. It's brilliant. You asked for shit birthdays. I give you the winter birthday. precisely the end of January. No arguments, no disagreements, you're all wrong. A birthday at the end of January, I know, is absolute fucking shit. Everyone's skint after Christmas, weather's awful, it's doomy, just, it's fucking awful. So there you go, welcome to my world. Love you, bye.
Who is this, please? Who is this? How dare you walk in here and sound happy? Listen, I would have remembered that joyful tone because the rest of them who call up, they're not right. Welcome to the gang if you are new. Or maybe you have called before and sounded depressed and all of a sudden maybe some meds have kicked in. Either way, we encourage that behaviour. End of birthday in January. Yes, I completely agree. Now, I've got a little tip. My friend Niall, the Nihilist, who occasionally listens to this programme show, has a birthday which is the 23rd, I think, of December. And so they, like the Queen, have an official other birthday which they celebrate in July. I love that my friends are quite audacious like that. So feel free just to move your birthday, because no one knows, as we've heard from Alopecia Sal. It's not like anyone fucking remembers.
Hello, Scotty. Oh, we're the fairies there for a second. Kara here. Hello, crew. Oh, JRF, darling. Fucking so jollyest to hear you jolly. And I fucking love that jolly. I saw you on the old Insta out at fucking, you know what I mean, Clash of the Titans. Girl, yes. I'm just leaving a quick one. Hopefully it's not too late. Well, I'm glad you're all laughing and feeling the love. Yes, we are allowed to feel happy. That is guilt happiness going on, isn't there? Often get that. I feel stopped there and I go, I'm fucking happy. This is all right. Everyone else is a miserable cunt and I'm not taking it on. Do you know what I mean? We're allowed to feel happy, and I feel guilty sometimes for feeling happy because everyone around you sometimes is miserable. Anywho, shelfing pills. God almighty, that took me back. You kids don't know what it is like back in the rave days, finding the portaloo. But one of my favourite moments of shelfing pills was at the end of a Glastonbury at the old NYC, and we were just going on. It was like lock-in madness, and I could just hear two friends giggling their fucking pants off. And we had this pantomime horse, sort of rocker horse thing, and clearing everyone out the venue. And I turned around the corner and two of my besties are sort of like, one was female and male in complete giggle fits. The female mounting horse while the male was inserting a pill up her ass. And she was like, shelf me, shelf me. And she put it in too far. And honestly, the giggling of shelfing each other and then sort of witnessed, do you know what I mean, the return, dear friend, shelving the other dear friend with a pill, because you've got to push it up there because you don't want to push it out, you know, you've got to push it deep, deeper, deeper, deeper. Anywho, massive love, stay strong, stay true, stay, most importantly, you. You're amazing. Yes, girl, work, mama.
Oh, it's always a rigmarole with her, isn't it? Bless her. I do love her. The carer having a little check-in. Oh, sorry. I forgot to press pause. Oh, lovely to have a little check-in there from the carer. Shelfing. The things we talk about. My mum listens to this. Have a word with yourself. Just to, mum, if you are listening, I tell you, shelfing. You know that they're bringing back that changing rooms on the Channel 4 with the Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. People with long names like that, I get halfway through them and I forget. Well, shelfing is basically just the thing that Handy Andy does. So don't you worry your little brain there, mummy. Okay, lovely. Happy girl. God, do you know what? Isn't it funny? We're quite complex people over here, aren't we? We can't just be happy. We have to have, like, something on top of it. We have to layer it with some form of, like, mass depression. So, long-time listeners will know that I've got a tattoo on my left sleeve that says shame. Well, next week I'm having guilt on the other one because I thought, do you know what? Guilt and shame, they are twins, aren't they, to be fair? If you've got one, you've definitely got the other. It's a bit like, I was going to say gonorrhea and syphilis, but that would be misinformation, and I don't want to be an anti-vaxxer. What do you get at one without... I can't extrapolate the analogy because, I'm fucking too tired, that's why. But anyway, Kerry, lovely to have you here. And I hope we hear you next season, sweetheart. Look after yourself, and I hope your mum's doing all right. And that feels like a gorgeous moment to have a little breather. And just to remind you that After the Tone is a self-funded space. Now, we might not be on air for the next 4 weeks, but we still have fucking bills to pay. All right, sweetheart. So do feel free to head over to Patreon, and there you can see my handwritten show notes. You can have chats with each other, and you can sleep well at night knowing that you're not a fucking ponce. All right, so buy us a fucking coffee or two. Don't be like that. Only if you can, though, do you know what I mean? Patreon.com/afterthetone. Also, you know us, love to get a little bit of the review, because the reviews does help us in the ratings game that we're all fucking playing on this stupid internet thing. A beautiful one here that says, it's coming home, shut the fuck up. 5 stars, so keep going, actually. I love Thursdays, as that's when After the Tone comes out, with familiar voices of the regulars, the joy of the returning voice, hi Fran, and new people. Each week, bring me joy. I learn, I laugh, I cry. Which sounds like a really good live, laugh, young, love, doesn't it? Should be made mandatory listening for the straights. Could you imagine if they had to listen to this? Oh, they'd turn very gay, wouldn't they? And then I'd hate them even more, because we know my feelings on a gay man. That's a lovely review there from Shadow Panda. Thank you very much, Shadow Panda, for your review. Please do get onto the internet and have a little chat with us. It is lovely to hear from you, hear what you think about the show, and hear what that episode meant to you. So hashtag After the Tone, P-O-D. Make sure you keep in touch, because otherwise Mummy will get very upset if she doesn't know where you are. Right, let's get back on with the show.
A happy birthday to After the Tone. And greetings to you, darling Scotty, producer Deb, Tim and Maya, and the rest of the gorgeous ATT crew. A year, imagine. A year. Mercy. I'm calling you, what time is it now? 10:15 on a Sunday night, the end of my birthday week. I've had a lovely week. I've had lovely little outings. I've been taken to the cinema, and I've been taken for meals and coffees and cake. You'll be glad to know, because obviously I know you've probably not been able to sleep thinking about what kind of cake I had. My pals that I went to stay with in Las Vegas, lovely Abby and Graham, they got me these donuts from a company called Tantrum Donuts. They got me a peanut butter and jelly donut. They got me like a caramel Rolo chocolate yogurty donut. And hold on to something, because this shit was the fucking nuts. A creme brulee donut. And I'm talking proper black bean, vanilla, bougie custard in a donut with sugar. Made into a creme brulee crunchy top. Oh, fuck me up. It was gorgeous. I'm a little bit windburned because Nana went on a picnic with some pals, and yeah, a gorgeous lunch and a lovely afternoon talking about trans issues, trapped wind, and noises that you make in the bedroom, because that's what you do when you put four weirdos together. Thank you as well for thanking me for contributing. I love to wake up on a Thursday morning, because I have to wake up at 7:30 to just put After the Tone on after I've had my tummy tablet, and I'm in bed with yous all, and it's lovely. No finer place to be. Oh, it's bliss. Anyway, may this be the first of many birthdays this podcast has, and I would be lost without you all. My love to all of you and all the listeners and all the contributors. Yeah, what a gorgeous podcast. You should be bloody proud of yourselves, the lot of you. Love and light, God bless, sweethearts. And a big kiss from Nana, that JRF. Bye!
Oh, wasn't it lovely to have her in? Bless her. She sounds like she's having a lovely time. She had a difficult time this year, isn't she? Bless her. So it's lovely to hear her voice. Birthday week, though, taking the fucking piss, really. Do you know what I mean? People don't know they're born. Now, I do have a complaint, as you can imagine, and I'm sure many trained ear to the After the Tone family will know that there was a citation there last week of cake, and actually what it turns out to be was there wasn't cake, it was a donut. Now, if you think a donut is a cake, well, you are severely wrong. So actually, you didn't have cake for your birthday, dear. You had a donut. Someone gave you 3 donuts for your birthday, not cake, okay? Which is anti-tradition and all. And we know how I feel about tradition over here. I can't abide jam in a donut, contrary to popular belief. I know that, most people think all fat people like a donut. Not me. Put jam in a donut. Creme brulee donut. No, the world's gone funny. Do you know what I mean? In my day, you got a donut from somebody on a fairground and it was so hot it maimed you. That is the only way to eat a donut. Trans issues, trapped wind and tantric sound. Now, there you go. That's the title of your biography, babe. So by the time we come back for next season, I'd love to hear a paragraph from that, if you could. Oh, and bless you for saying that you'd be lost without us because, well, you know, as much as, you know, I love the commercial break, I think we all feel the same. And that's why we keep it going. I mean, we fucking definitely don't do it for the love of it.
Hi, Scotty. Are you producer Debs? Hi, Tim. Hi, Maya. It's Naya. How's everyone doing? Just picking up on the Viennese chat and general biscuit chat and food chat, because I feel like if we're having our birthday party, I'm assuming we're having it at the pub, right? So what's on the buffet table? And I'm assuming it's a fucking buffet because, you know, us fellow fatties, we just want to eat without shame. And if that means going up for seconds, thirds, fourths, I don't give a shit, man. It's a fucking buffet. It's there to be eaten. It's not ornamentation, is it? So yeah, definitely Viennese Wells. Oh, we could have like a little platter of them. Do you know what I mean? All stacked up. Some of them just like pure biscuit for like the Puritans. You can have like the jam and the cream combos. And you can have like maybe different flavoured jam. You could go all like fucking Bake Off and all that shit. But, you know, I'm pretty basic. I don't cook or bake or anything like that. But I could get my mum to make some really good, sorry, vegans, warning, egg and bacon sandwiches. She always used to make them for the seaside. They're always really nice. Yeah, wrapped in cling film in a little pack-up bag. Anyway, happy birthday. Far. It's been a cracker of a year, isn't it? Love you guys. I'm looking forward to the party at the pub. Peace. Shit. Sorry, I just realised that's really making me hungry now because I'm basically like planning my dream buffet. Shit, what would be on your dream buffet? Oh man, just so much food. Wouldn't it be amazing? Yeah, that's an open thought, isn't it? That's one definitely for the room to discuss. I need to plan this shit, even in the idealised way. Yeah. The dream buffet.
Oh, lovely, Nat. Yeah, well, good conversation, actually, because, yes, we do need to self-organise about what we're going to have at the pub party. I'm going to throw in curly sandwiches, and people who might have not experienced real culture might not know what curly sandwiches are. They might think they were in the genre of curly fries. No. These are sandwiches that have been made way too in advance that the bread has actually gone stale, and so the bread has started to curl back on itself. So some stale sandwiches, please, on shit white bread, possibly with some margarine that tastes so salty because the rest of it's just pure animal fat, with some salmon paste, possibly some stale Bakewells in which you can still taste the aluminium tin foil that have been on them for the last few weeks, and some knockoff 16p cola, roller cola, please. So that's my order. Anybody else?
Hi, Scotty, and Deb and Tim and Maya. It's Holly calling from North Carolina with my worst birthday ever story. It was actually this year. I got really sick with some sort of stomach flu. I thought it was COVID. So first of all, I had to drive and go to a testing center and stick a cotton swab up my nose. The lab tech sang me happy birthday, which was nice in a really sad sort of way. But then I was just sitting at home feeling sorry for myself, watching the masterpiece that is Emily in Paris. And I just remember starting to feel a little bit damp in my pajamas. And I was like, what is going on? And I stood up and without me even knowing, I had just started shitting myself I have never shit myself in my life before, and it was just pouring out of my butt, and I couldn't stop it, and I had to run to the bathroom, ruin this lovely pair of pajamas. Oh, it was awful, and all on my birthday. So that's my worst birthday story. Hope After the Tone has a better birthday. And I can't believe it's a year. I love you guys very much. Okay, bye.
First off, welcome back, Holly from North Carolina. You know very much that I love having you in the room. Now, you've done very well here because you've put the two genres together. You've put a shit story and a birthday story together. And who knew it existed? So, a badge for you there. I just love that description of me. Like, I was damp and it was just falling out of me as if you didn't have any. Well, that was me assuming you had a sphincter. And, you know, shouldn't make those assumptions about anybody. Now, I wanted to pick up on the masterpiece that is. I mean, I know there was a lot in that message, but for some strange reason, I was drawn to the masterpiece that is Emily in Paris. Now, I looked at it. I haven't watched it, clearly. I looked at it and I thought, is this just an Amelie ripoff? You know, like you get shit cola, as I just mentioned, you know, like own brand Coke. I thought Emily in Paris was like own brand Netflix Amelie. Have I got it very wrong? Because people seem to say it's very good. But, you know, when people give you telly recommendations, I always think, you know, like when people go, oh, you must watch this. I'm always the person that's like, oh, I'm definitely not going to watch that now because I think it'll be shit. Even if I like the person, I'm just like, oh, don't tell me what to watch. No. You know, I think some people would call me contrary in certain lights, or stubborn, or both.
Hi, Scotty. Hi, producer Deb. Hi, Tim. Hi, Maya. Hi to all the regulars. How are you all doing? It's Fran here. I don't have a lot to say. I just wanted to say that I, like, have loved the chats in this season. Like, I feel like we've covered some good stuff. And as always, I just love, like, I love the little space that everyone creates. And, like, I at least feel seen and heard. And it's, yeah, it's lovely. Fully get the self-care / self-maintenance thing. I think that's a really interesting way of putting it. Like, I've realised I have quite a lot of self-maintenance just to keep my sort of mentals in check. And they've kind of been put to the test recently. But finding a positive out of that, it helps me figure out the absolute non-negotiables that I have to do just to maintain, like, a basic level of, like, okayness. Anyway, I've just loved the season. And get some rest, Scotty, producer Deb, Tim and Maya, but don't leave it too long. Like, who am I going to listen to on my Thursday morning walks? And, like, 1 minute be laughing, next minute be fucking crying my eyes out, looking like a complete nutter. I mean, I am anyway, so I guess it's fitting. Stay safe, guys. Look after yourselves. And whether that's self-care, self-maintenance, whatever it is, yeah, like, life can be pretty, like, difficult at times anyway. Oh, and that's the other big thing I wanted to say. I loved JRF when they called in and kind of were saying about the good bits and bad bits. I think that it's really nice. Like, sometimes we only really kind of talk about sort of like when we're in the shit, but it's nice to hear when things are on the up. Anyway, I'm really rambling now, and I'm going to go. All right, bye.
Oh, hi, Gorge. Oh, do you know what? I really love the inter-season parties because, like, all the regs come back to just be like, oh, well, I'm just having a little check-in. So it's really lovely to hear you, Fran, here. Gorgy, gorgy, gorgy. I think you're right this season. I mean, we've done all the rounds, haven't we? Do you remember way back when we started with chip orders in chip shops and we had quite lengthy conversations about why some people were completely fucking ridiculous in their chip shop order? I mean, some of those chip shop orders really fucking bored my piss because, I mean, you might have aural taste because you listen to this, but does it mean you've got any fucking taste buds? Does it? Fuck. So we did chip shops, we've done death, we've done aging, we've done hair loss. I particularly loved this season, the stuff, the grief, the generosity of your grief that you've brought to the table as well, Fran. So thank you very much for bringing that. I want to throw that back to you. Laughing and crying. Oh, you and me both, sometimes at the same time. Well, like I said, we will be back in a few weeks. We're just having a month off, hun, do you know what I mean? So we will be back, but don't worry, you know, there's 43 other episodes there that you could listen to. Maybe you could go back into listening to an episode you haven't listened to in a while, and who knows, maybe drop us a little call about how you feel about that. And that's it. That's it for another week and for this series, season 4. I just wanted to say a very personal thank you, not only to the beautiful team that help make this every week, the beautiful people that are known as Tim, Maya, and that there are Debbie, because, you know, without their help, this definitely wouldn't get fucking made. I'll tell you that, because now we've grown, that we get so many different calls, there's so much work to do on this. All of that stuff wouldn't happen. There would not be a podcast without those three individuals. So a major thank you to those three. Round of applause to them, please. Thank you. But also, of course, this gaff is nothing without the regulars, the long-term listeners, the lurkers, those of you who are sat in the corner, those of you who don't call because you don't need to, and those of you who are loyal fans, the Patreons, the friends, the pals, and those of you who are listening because you're fucking horrible bitches. Honestly, without you here, without you listening, without you contributing, it wouldn't be a thing. So thank you so much. Like I said, we are going to take a little bit of a break, but you can put in your diary calendars the 23rd of September as being the date that we are back. We do, however, will be relying on your support during that time. So if you are worried, what am I going to do in this time? Please do consider coming over to the Patreon and helping us out over there. For the price of a coffee, you can help us keep the lights on and ensure that we come back for another season, season 5. It would be lovely to come back for season 5, but yes, we do need to pay people, and that's a difficult thing, and it's a difficult ask because, you know, as much as this is a community space, we also do need to hire the hall huns, do you know what I mean? So patreon.com/afterthetone, and it would be lovely to have little chats with you on the internet in the meantime. You can find me at @scottyisfact on most of that there platforms, or just simply search #afterthetonepod, and it'd be lovely to have a chat with you in the break. Well, I think that's it from me. I feel, oh god, it wouldn't be an episode without a burp, was it? Oh, that was a tea burp. Oh, I made a, oh no, god, no, no, really coming out. I made a very strong brew just before this, so no surprise why it's repeating on me. I feel elated, emotional, and tired. And so all I've got to say is thank you so much. Ever grateful that you have us on your expensive rectangles every week and you put us in your ears. So until next time, look after yourselves and each other and the ones that you don't know, because, you know, that's socialism, isn't it, Hans? See you in a bit.
After the tone, leave your message after the tone.
After the Tone is presented by me, Scotty, produced by Debbie Kilbride, vice producer Tim Bano, assistant producer Maya Miller-Lewis. ATT is a Debbie's production. Remember to like, follow or subscribe to catch us every Thursday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.